So I'm here with Coach Eddie Smith. He's the head coach for Lower Columbia Red Devils. And Coach, one of the first things I want to talk to you is kind of being here in the Northwest. You're a coach, but you're also from the Northwest. You played at Centralia. What is it like to be back here in the Northwest, you know, and being a coach?
Well, it'll always be home, and I have so many good memories of growing up and playing this area. And one thing I'll say about the Northwest is I feel like our players in this area get a little bit pigeonholed in that they don't have a whole lot of opportunities to go on to Division I schools. There's only seven schools in a seven-state area here in the Northwest, and so it's one of those things where I think we end up with a lot of very talented players at this level because of that. And I think that's why you see so many of our guys being able to move on to the Division I level, wherever it may be, whether that is in the Northwest after a couple of years or somewhere else in the country.
Now for you, you did play at Centralia, but you went on to play Division I at Notre Dame. So what was kind of your experience of that transition from going from, you know, the two-year school in the Northwest to the, you know, big Notre Dame conference challenge? So.
Yeah, it was an experience of a lifetime. I always look back at those 2 years at Notre Dame as just an unbelievable opportunity to grow, to get better as a player, to learn how to be challenged, just to be your best every single day. And it was a huge transition. The level of play was unbelievable. I mean, there were five guys that have played in the major leagues from that team at Notre Dame when I first got there. And so it gives you an idea of the caliber of player that was there. And just the level of baseball was a huge, huge jump, and just an amazing experience.
And then after that, you actually went on to the University of Virginia as an assistant coach. So, and there they've had a few guys who played the major league level. What was your experience, you know, as a coach, being able to see the players develop and grow?
Well, that was a special place also. It was a place where we got to play in the ACC, which week in and week out, we got to play against the best players in the country. You know, we were fortunate to have some of those players, and, you know, to get to see that level of play was another new level. And, you know, it brought on some amazing experiences, and, you know, getting to go to the World Series a couple of times and getting to be around first round draft picks day in and day out that, you know, I was really fortunate to get.
Now, for you as a coach versus a player, it's a whole different mindset, different mentality. What for you is more nervous, being a player or being a coach?
Definitely more nervous when you're the coach. You don't get to control it. As a player, you get to go out there and actually do it. So, you know, if you want to talk about the nervous part, any good coach is always looking to see, okay, what's going to go wrong next, and hopefully get out in front of that so that it can be taken care of and not go wrong.
And then, you know, for this upcoming summer, you're actually going to be a part of Team USA with the 17 and under kind of development team. How did that come along, and what are you looking forward to the summer with that?
Well, it came along. I got a call in January from the director of the 18U team, who used to be the pitching coach at Arizona, and he asked me to come on board and be a part of the staff with the Team USA 17-year-olds, and I'm really excited. It's going to be 40 players who the national program has identified as, you know, the top 40 players in the country, and you know, I got to be thinking that 10 years from now, those 40 guys, we're going to be seeing plenty of them playing on TV and the major leagues and all-star games and World Series and that sort of thing. So to get to be around that caliber of player will be something pretty unique and special.
And then for you, now that you're a coach, looking back on your career, was there a coach that kind of pushed you and helped you get to the spot you're at now as a coach yourself?
Well, I think I hit the lottery in that department. You know, I had a great high school coach, coach trainer. When I went to junior college at Centralia, Bruce Pocklington was there, and you know, he really taught you know, what toughness was all about and what it meant to be a man and get after it every single day. And I got to play for Paul Maneri at Notre Dame, who is now at LSU, who is as respected of a coach as there is in the business. And then coaching with Brian O'Connor at Virginia was amazing. And all the way through and getting to coach with Mick Aoki at Notre Dame was an amazing experience as well. So I've taken pieces from each one of those guys, and I think they've all influenced me. And, you know, to be around those sort of guys for many years has just been amazing.
And then right now, Lower Columbia is actually ranked in the top 25 for junior colleges across the U.S. For you as a coach, I know there's always more to accomplish, you know, to win the NWAC this year, but do you sit back and say, you know what, I'm really excited about that recommend, you know, that understanding that people see how good we are?
Well, it's a huge honor to have that visibility in the Northwest that, you know, people are looking down that list all over the country and seeing our name out there as the only one from the Northwest. And, you know, there's only four schools on the entire West Coast, which includes California, the heart of baseball. And so to be recognized among those teams, it's amazing. But I think all of our players know, and our staff sure is aware, that we have a long ways to go here in this season. And our focus is on Friday at 4 o'clock right now.
And then, you know, one last question. You know, you've played the college level, and you're now coaching here. What advice do you give to kids, maybe, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, who want to play college ball or even do more than that? What advice do you have for them?
You know, I get asked this question a lot, and the answer never changes. You know, you play for the love of the game and the love of your teammates, and everything else will take care of itself. Without those things, where you're playing because you respect and love this game for what it is, and you play to take care of your teammates, nothing else matters. And when you do those sort of things, all the other things, whether it's scholarships, agents, draft picks, whatever it might be, that has its own way of working itself out when you have your mind in the right place and you take care of the game and your team.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.